add to that, the end of the verse, make full proof of thy ministry. And later he says, I finished my course. Good. You know, we each have, and I connect this with what we had yesterday, that we might be vessels of honor, fit for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. We're told in Ephesians that the Lord has saved us unto good works, that he has set aside, that he has prepared just for us, that we would walk on them, but there are conditions that have to be in place for that to manifest itself. And so I'm just wondering if we would look and see that there, the Lord has a thy ministry for each and every one of us. There are things that he has set aside for each of us to be occupied with, but as I mentioned, there are things that have to take place for that to occur. It is primarily being separated from individuals that are not moving me forward in my Christian pathway. I have to separate from those things so that I could be a vessel of honor, fit for the master's use, prepared unto every good work that he has already ordained, before ordained, that I would walk in them.
And I have a word of encouragement before we talk about the goal and the crown. And I know it is just, but maybe perhaps one of you started well, got saved, start going to the meeting, and some discouragement have taken place. And you stopped. Maybe you're still going to the meeting, but really, morally, spiritually, you stopped in your mind. You said, you know what? I'm just going to keep going with the flow. I'm no longer useful for anything. And very, very discouraged. And he said, maybe you made something, you did something that's not, I don't know. But you get discouraged. You know what? 2 Timothy, it's a wonderful epistle. It's really wonderful because it's a recovery. We talked about the day of ruin, disorder, everything around us is not right, and I'm really discouraged. Something happened, somebody said something, somebody did something, whatever it is. And you stopped. There was a man here in verse 11, John Mark. The Apostle Paul saying, bring him with you. Bring him back. He is useful. He have proven himself. He had, one time he said, it's not for me. I'm going back. Now the Lord worked in his heart. And maybe this week the Lord was speaking to you. He said, listen, come back. I have a service for you. I could use you. Get into the word and come back and you will be useful for the Lord. We want an encouragement for each and every one of us. If you're starting well like Luke and you're continuing well like Luke, that's wonderful. If you are like John Mark that started well and something stumbled you, don't let Satan play that on you. Get off your feet and said, Lord, now I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back in the power of the flesh. Not at all. But I'm going to get into the word. And I'm going to hear your voice telling me, this week at Grove City, I want to return. I want to recover. And I want to be useful for you, Lord, to use me.
Well, I hate to tell you that the time is up. But it's a one, maybe, I don't know who will be speaking tonight in the auditorium. But maybe, in fact, at the end, we would have a word on the last two verses that we read, verse 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. That's what we want to be able to say, brethren. It's actually the good fight. I have finished my course. Remember the Galatians, ye did run well. Who hath hindered you that you should not obey the truth? Start right. Run right and finish right. That's what this is about. And David has reminded us that we all have a course, okay? So we're going to be praying for you. I'll tell you that. You'll be the subject of prayer for those of us that have been in this room leading, that the Lord will help these readings to have made a difference in your life personally.